This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. I'm Daniel Brigman. Please allow me to welcome you to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. And so good to be with you. We've got a great broadcast. Wayne stayed the weekend over here. I guess he couldn't get enough of America shooting guns or whatever. I don't know. They ran out of maple syrup. I don't know. But he's going to be here another day. We're so glad that he's here. He's going to be in studio joining us. He actually has another product, Iron Earth. You guys into gardening, potting, even in your home, tomatoes, whatever, you're going to want to hear about this. A very special product. And more stories. He's got some great stories about Jim Strauss in court and the Strauss heart drops. It's just fantastic. And some of the things that we're bringing out with. So stay tuned for that. Uncle Kevin's going to join us with the news, the first part. I'd like to make everybody aware our website, thepowerhour.com. You can check out the news there. A host of different information. You can log on. You know what happened to our YouTube channel. They killed it. I guess they don't like what we're saying. But that's okay. We're not stopping. We're going forward because of you, your energy, your prayers, your purchases, whatever. This is your show, ladies and gentlemen. Your power, God has given you, we are manifesting it here. And we're bringing the best people that we can find to come on and talk about a variety of subjects so that you can be healthy, happy, successful, and free, just like God intended you to. ThePowerMall.com, of course, has all the great products, including Strauss Heart Drops. You guys have bought an awful lot today, Catherine was telling me. And I'm sure you'll want to buy more as you hear more about these stories. What a fantastic product. We're very happy aligning with Wayne, and we're going to be doing a lot in some of these older products that haven't been out, these originals. So Wayne will talk about that also. Please check out the specials over at the Power Mall, specifically the Strauss Heart Drops. You need these. I know. I can almost guarantee you, you know somebody that needs these products. And you may have been trying to get through your relatives about some political thing or to see the world or what have you. It's unbelievable how their perspective changes when you give them something natural that affects their health. I mean, you can sit there and argue all day about different things, but when you help somebody feel better and they see it and they feel it, wow. Everything changes for them, and they're open to so much more. Your health is your responsibility. If you haven't noticed, this whole medical industrial complex, if you were going to list the three or four most important things, I mean, these are the planks that are coming after you, and you know it, you feel it, that you're under attack, your way of life, your family, your educational system, your children, but the truth sets you free. And we're so glad that you're joining us because we're all about the truth and so glad to be with you. So let's do some news and then we'll have Wayne come on in about 30 minutes. Uncle Kevin, welcome back to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back on the Power Hour. And I just wanted to tell you what a great, 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 great time I had with Wayne Elliott. He is one of the best guys I've ever met. And boy, did we shoot it up.
Didn't he remind you, didn't he, sitting right over here, talking about he's dead or something, it's right here. Hi, Wayne. Doesn't he remind you a little about Grandpa, the way he tells stories?
Oh, he's great, yeah. Grandpa could tell a story.
Just very engaging.
And so could Wayne. Yeah, it's like a brother I never had. It was great.
Oh, very cool. Well, let's get to the news. The biggest story, one of the biggest stories in the world is Trump is hitting right back at the deep state, at the swamp, it seems like. Story out of Fox, many places. Nunes to send 8 criminal referrals to the DOJ concerning leaks, conspiracy amid Russia probe. So what did Mueller and the Democrats and whoever and whatever, what did they get out of almost 3 years and God knows how many millions of dollars? Looks like they're going to get indictments.
Yeah, and a big paycheck. So they're going to need that money that they made in Mueller and for legal fees.
House Intelligence Committee ranking member Devin Nunes exclusively told Fox that he is preparing to send 8 criminal referrals to the Department of Justice this week concerning alleged misconduct from Watergate wannabes. That's what he calls them. That's what he calls them.
I've been waiting an awful long time for them indictments.
Not only for that investigation, but also conspiracy to lie to Congress and the FISA court. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the FISA court, you know that the government records everything we do. I mean, it's against the Fourth Amendment, it's against the Bill of Rights. But supposedly, it's supposed to be protected because it's sealed, and then the only way you can access it is if you get a warrant. Well, that secret, super secret...
was leaked.
Was leaked. And when they went to get the warrant, it appears they lied to the FISA court. I mean, this is extremely serious. We know that the serious things have been going on. I mean, could it be? I mean, praise be, right? Could it be?
I'm smiling.
That we're actually about to see indictments concerning this criminality.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they film it. I want to see him handcuffed and walked in the paddy wagon and brought to jail. That's
so you're the spiteful kind.
I am.
you want to see?
I think I'd be spitting on him as they.
You want to rub their dirt in the in the ground on the way out.
I give a forearm shiver.
It was not immediately clear who Nunez would specifically refer. Both Democrat and Republicans have said former Trump fixer Michael Cohen is likely to face new charges in the wake of recent explosive testimony. Seemed to contradict. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows touched off a firestorm last August after claiming on Twitter that his office had hard evidence suggesting the FBI leaked information to the press and used the resulting articles to obtain surveillance warrants. Well, they also, you know, Hillary Clinton paid for that.
Whatever. The dossier.
The dossier.
Yeah.
I mean, me and you could have made up something more plausible than that.
Yeah. We would have charged a lot less,
less. Hillary, if you need some dossiers made, we can do it a lot less on the cheap. Then we got to start a website, dossiers on the cheap.
And Cohen, how stupid can you be? He lied to Congress again, supposedly. So, I mean, he's going to get some more charges.
Some good news out of, I don't know if it's good news for some. I think it's indicative of the state of politics throughout the world, not just America. America's upset with our government, certainly Congress. France is, they're almost having a rebellion right there in the street. Canada.
Almost. Yeah. The Yellow Jackets, oh my God, they're getting shot, blinded, killed.
What have you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, you know, Mr. Canuck himself, Wayne, sent a story about Trudeau. He was so happy, he said he almost punched his computer.
Yeah.
That everybody politically, Trudeau was speaking, the prime minister up there. He was speaking, and everybody turned away. They started jeering him. They wouldn't listen to him. I mean, you know, he's New World Order all the way.
Yeah, 100%. And he's going to take those pictures with the guns up there and run for prime minister. He's probably going to win.
You talking about Wayne?
Yeah, Wayne.
Wayne's going to run for prime minister.
We got some great pictures of him holding guns. He held every dang one of them.
We had a fun time, didn't we?
Big time. Big time had by all. There's nothing like shooting guns.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're... You know, I know my wife was certainly scared of guns. If you're scared, if you don't know about guns, you know, it's a great thing to get to know. Just be familiar with them, know something. It's just a good skill to have.
And I can't believe what a crack shot he was. He was a natural.
He was.
330 feet, iron sights.
Measured it. Open sights.
Open sights in the bullseye.
You know,
amazing.
Most of our audience who's listening now, this means nothing to them.
Nothing. Who cares?
They want to hear about Trudeau getting booed. Or Devin Nunez rubbing some people's noses in
that. The stories that he told me about Trudeau, I hate him even more now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you. I've said it a million times. I'll say it a million more. Guns are as American as mom and apple pie.
Yeah.
Believe me. Tory Brexiters. Now we're going to UK. The Brexiters.
Brexit. I got it.
Okay. Yeah. Push to get May, you know, Theresa May, out of number 10. That means like the White House there, number 10 Downing Street, this week. So Britain can quit the EU at 11 p.m. on Friday. People are sick of it. They're tired. Remember we talked about this?
Yeah, I agree 100%. Get her the heck out of there. She ain't doing nothing for you except causing trouble.
Well,
and delaying.
Well, the key, you know, I made the joke about it's like my child comes to me. Hey, Daddy, can we go out and play on the trampoline? Yeah, just in a little bit. Just keep getting, you know, I'm working on something. Well, that's what they're doing with this Brexit. Well, you know, maybe later. But,
yeah,
come back to me later, you know.
We're doing something right now, so give us a couple more weeks.
The people have made their will known here. They don't want any part of the EU. They're tired of the immigration. When I went to England, everybody that I talked to that was from England, everybody said they're sick of the immigration. You know, I didn't, yeah, I prodded them a little, but not really. They're sick of the immigration, and they want England out of the EU, and they want to go back to the way it was. Everyone. Now, the people who are foreign-born there,
oh, they like it.
It was much more mixed and right. Leaning towards the side that, well, you know, I like the EU. What's the problem?
But who would like an unelected bureaucrat making laws for you?
Yes, but that says a lot about the immigration situation here in America. You got. I don't care what you think about Mexico. I don't care if you think these people are the best people in the world. Their loyalty is not to this country.
No. Nope.
So when if they're going to let them vote and they're going to come up here, I mean, they're not going to support American ideals. They what do they know about American ideals, really?
Yeah, they're walking up to America with flags waving their own, you know.
Yeah, and the handout.
Yep.
USA labels Iran Revolutionary Guard a terror group. That's just what we need, more arguing with Iran. Who knows? I don't know what they're doing. I mean, do they have a nuclear thing? Do they don't? I mean, it goes back and forth.
I think we sold them a whole bunch of bombs. Clinton did.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I think they sold them, the word is 100 nukes.
Here's a good news. USA pulls forces from Libya as fighting approaches capital. You know, let's get out. Let's start. You want something to do with these soldiers? We got something to do on the border.
We got lots to do.
They can stand on the border with a umbrella to keep the sun off their back, and mm-hmm. they can do an awful lot over there. Venezuelans take to the streets as power struggles intensifies. We've been talking about this for a week or so. It's kind of roving, what would you call them, brownouts, blackouts, they call them. The power, there's no...
The grid's going out.
The grid's going out. They blame America. They blame the...
They're probably right. The CIA is probably blowing them up or shutting it down or whatever they're doing.
Well, they didn't... here's what I will say. You know, you look at the streetlights there, like in the major things, half of them are out or whatever. America didn't shoot them out.
No.
So, America is not responsible for every ill in the world. I don't know if they are or not, but there's an awful lot of interest down there for one reason, and it's not to get power to those people. It's because the oil in the ground.
And the minerals.
U.S.-backed coalition bombs another Yemen school, killing mostly children. How many times have we heard a story like that?
Too many times.
From RT. Remember we talked about Julian Assange and they maybe getting him out of that.
We love Julian Assange.
Well, you might, but apparently the CIA doesn't. I'm an assassination risk, quote unquote, he said. Yeah, you think?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to step 1 foot outside that embassy. Somebody's
going to plunk him, maybe.
You would have thought.
Hope not. I like him.
You would have thought Hitler poked his head up or something. I mean, they're going to be on him like white on rice.
He's got dirt on everybody, so they're probably worried about him exposing something.
Court halts Rockland County's anti-measles emergency order.
Ooh.
Thank God.
Yeah, that's great.
It's on Newsmax. We're going to continue with this on the other side. But a state judge has issued a preliminary injunction against a suburban New York county. Remember that?
Yeah.
The whole county. They said any child that is not vaccinated cannot go to Cracker Barrel, cannot go to the park, cannot go to school, cannot...
Yeah, Cracker Barrel can't use its waiters then.
Why? Because they're young?
No, because they come from...
other
countries.
I don't know. I haven't been to Rockford.
Or bus boys, whatever they're called.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food storage I love to eat.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Came back to the story in Rockland County, New York. You know, the executive there. I keep saying executive, like it's a corporation or something. But he said that anybody 18 or under who is not vaccinated cannot go out in public. Well, went to court, and the Supreme Court Justice Rolf Thorsen ruled at the end of last week in favor of several dozen parents challenging the order. He called, the judge said such emergency orders cannot exceed 5 days. He also noted that 166 measles cases in a population of 330,000 over 6 months.
It's not an epidemic.
This guy's the smartest judge I've ever heard. That's a weird, exactly weird. 166 people in 6 months out of 330,000?
That's great. That's,
I bet you more
great.
People broke their leg on their shower tiles in that time.
Yeah, slipped in the tub.
So They're killing, looks like they're getting an injunction on this order. What is that going to mean? Well, that's very good news because then the precedent can't be set. So the precedent is stopped. And they didn't enforce it. They're pretty sneaky about it. They're just putting it out there.
That's right. They wanted to see what was the pushback that was.
How people reacted.
That's exactly
what I was a little disappointed there wasn't more pushback. I mean, at least somebody challenged it legally, but I'm surprised there wasn't more pushback.
Well, you never know. Who knows? Could have been marching in the streets, they wouldn't have
reported it.
Nope.
Trump asked for Secret Service director to be fired. He's apparently eyeing a purge of top Homeland Security officials. Speaking of, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen.
She's gone.
She resigns amid migrant surge at the U.S.-Mexican border. Basically, Trump's
she's in charge of that.
Yeah. And they're just coming through like a sieve.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump goes right through them. I mean, he's not. next. I mean, that was one of Joyce's favorite sayings, right?
Yeah.
You talk to somebody, they don't. All right, next.
Oh, my gosh.
Next up, your turn.
Yeah.
We'll see what you can do.
I hope you can do better than her because she was absolutely horrible.
Amazon, are they purging right-wing authors? Now, we've already seen this. Several people we've had on the show, Amazon took their books down.
Yeah.
And certainly Vax, the Vax movie, Vax 2, that hasn't even come out yet, but they killed some of these vaccine movies. is just another idea of censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, shows like this, independent shows like this, mean more than they ever have. And you, your support, your energy, your prayers, and you seeking truth here instead of the lies in the corporate media, it's changing the whole dynamic. Do you see how scared they are? Don't ever forget, ladies and gentlemen, we often sometimes think we're in a fait accompli, a bad situation that's going to overwhelm us. Whatever you see, these controllers, these wannabe controllers, they need your will. They need your energy. They need your imagination because they sure work awful hard to get it. Or they would have done whatever they were going to do.
And I heard Trump read him the Riot Act. Everybody who's...
You're talking about YouTube and Amazon.
Yeah, and Amazon.
He's doing more than read
Google
to him.
Well, we'll see what happens. Supposedly, he's talked to him very sternly. We'll see.
Well, they Google, YouTube, they're a public utility.
They are.
They're not a private...
Private corporation. Forget about it.
They're a public utility.
Yeah.
California wants to tax soda, tires, guns, water, pain pills, lawyers, car batteries.
Earwax.
Grass growing. Dog hair. I don't know. What am I...
Air. Rain.
Air, yeah.
The rain they already have, I think. I don't know. Some state did that.
Cory Booker, our buddy in Congress there.
Wait a minute. Was that Spartacus? Am I getting him mixed up with Spartacus? Cory Booker?
He wants to introduce a Senate bill, or he does introduce a Senate bill on slavery reparations.
Ah.
You know, it's one thing, like they did to the Japanese in World War II in America. They interred them. And the Japanese that lived, Reagan, he paid them a settlement. Okay, those are the people who were wronged.
Right.
Hey, where are the slaves who were wronged? I mean, we're talking, one, there were a heck of a lot of white slaves. Are they going to have reparation for white? There were white slaves before there were black slaves. Are they going to do reparation to all the white people now because we were slaves too?
Yeah, I know my great-great-granny. She was enslaved, I think, so I'm filing.
I believe it to be true. Where's my money?
Exactly.
Where's my money?
Prove it.
Prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong.
I feel
slighted.
I feel screwed over. I'll feel better. I'll feel better with a better check. Yeah. So, that's Cory Booker's plan.
Mm-hmm.
California AG calls for the, can you just guess, what is that bastion of legal fortitude and rule of law in California?
Confiscation of guns.
That's a good guess. California AG calls for the decriminalization of illegal immigration.
Oh, man, they're awful.
The whole thing. We don't need to do the whole thing.
Did you see that, in Chicago where they're making, what is it, the shoplifting. They don't prosecute any shoplifters anymore. Unbelievable.
Well, that's racist.
Yeah, I have to say so.
Florida abortion bill would require minors to obtain consent. Well, that's good.
That's pretty good.
But the fact that they didn't before is so
insane.
Just out of the mind. This is another reason to get your children out of public school, government school, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of news stories. There's a couple of health stories. MSN finally admits legal hemp is the answer to dependency on big oil. There's a couple others. Antioxidants and green tea. Stay tuned.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen resigned on Sunday. On Monday, she delivered a short statement thanking the president.
I don't have any new announcements. I just want to thank the president again for the tremendous opportunity to serve this country. I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland.
Randolph Ellis, who served as the head of the Secret Service, is also out. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, speaking in Las Vegas on Monday at a conference for machinists and aerospace workers, tells the crowd that he's not interested in shaking down the wealthy donors.
My administration will make no apologies about it. We will be an administration for the working families of this country and not for billionaire campaign contributors.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This week, Dr. Abel will be here. Of course, iComplex CS. You guys buy a lot of that, and justifiably so. Dr. Group will be here. I think it's tomorrow. All his products. The B12, you know, a lot of people get B12 shots because they can't, you know, get it through the body and they get shots. And then they try the under-the-tongue sublingual B12 from Dr. Group and have real good success. So if you know somebody, I try to get one. Not Uncle Kevin. I got another uncle, and he takes shots. And I'm saying, look, do you want shots or do you want to try? Just try it. You know, but some people, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. But anyway, it's there, ladies and gentlemen. The B12, I take it when I'm feeling a little down, and you can definitely tell a little boost when you know when you need it. The detox foot pads, they're on clearance. I don't know if we're going to keep carrying them. We really don't talk about them enough. So we're going to talk about it a little bit today. You put Wayne is here. He's going to talk about his experience with those foot pads and then see if you want to get some. We have them on closeout or clearance. If you guys really want them, then we'll keep doing them, but we're probably going to discontinue them. Daniel Esselon will be here on Friday. Always love to have him. James McCanny and Dr. Group, like we said. So check out the products, of course, the Strauss Heart Drops at the Power Mall. You guys have bought an awful lot today. We'll talk about more and these things. This is how we are supported. This is how we're funded. All the things that we do to bring this show to you, we're so happy to. We're so happy to be involved with you. And thank you for your purchases. Thank you for your donations. Thank you for everything, your prayers. So thank you so much. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These are things you need. You know, you think you're doing us a favor, you're doing yourself a favor. So check it out. Give Jay a call. Our next guest, our final guest here for the afternoon, is Wayne Elliott. He was on Friday. Of course, he 20 years ago, he's in the scrap business. I mean, when we were shooting, he's outside picking up the brass. He said, "I could smell this brass. I'm such a good salvage guy." But his passion is helping people, and I've seen that, and how his life was changed by meeting Jim Strauss, the Strauss Heart Drops. It's inspiring. We're so glad to have him, and a lot of good things we're going to be doing with him here in the near future. Wayne, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Always my pleasure.
Yes. Talk a little bit about, before we get too far, you mentioned about these detox foot pads. Tell your experience about that before we forget.
They are great, and they work very well, Daniel. You put them on for 7 days. You put them on just before bed. It's very simple. Looks like a tea bag, and that tea bag is full of herbs, the proper herbs that will pull heavy metals out from the bottom of your feet. And the package comes with the tape to attach them to the, it's like the ball of your foot. About the middle of your foot is where you apply them. You put them on when you go to bed. When you get up in the morning, you take them off. And I remember when my dad was in the hospital and the doctor, you know, was really curious of what I was doing, putting these on his feet. And the doctor looked at me funny when I said, "Well, this is to take the heavy metals out of my dad." And he looked at me like I had two heads. And I said, "Well, come back in the morning, Doc. You'll learn something." And he did. And, Daniel, you'd have thought it was peanut butter spread on the pads. And that's what heavy metals look like when they come out of you. It's brown. It's the color of peanut butter. And the doctor was just blown away. He couldn't get his head around it, but I could see, what is that? It says heavy metals. I mean, go ahead and eat it if you want, but it doesn't taste like peanut butter. Anyway, they work great. The whole idea is that by the time you do the seventh night, that hopefully those pads are not covered in peanut butter looking stuff, that you've drawn everything out of the bottom of your feet. So I know they work. You have nothing to lose, folks, to try them, and I'd encourage you, if you've been a cigarette smoker, for example, well, you chances are you have heavy metals in your body. The Strauss Heart Drops are also a great way to remove heavy metals from your body, but these body patches, they're called, they do work, and they work very well. And painlessly, of course. It's painless.
Well, I can tell you, you don't have to be a smoker or this and that. If you live on planet Earth, you need to think about heavy metals.
Yeah.
And how are you going to get them out? And this is it's kind of neat. I mean, it's a little gross, but I've seen this before, coming out the bottom of your feet. It's kind of a neat thing. It's like...
better out than in, I always say.
Absolutely. Well, let's go to something else we were discussing this weekend that our audience is probably interested in, because they've heard me talk about, and other guests talk about, socialized medicine, the, you know, government health care, Obamacare, what have you. Talk a little bit about, from your perspective, what you have up there in Canada, and when you heard that America was considering something similar.
Well, when Mrs. Clinton was talking about that a few years back, we Canadians were going, "Oh, no, don't do that. You'll be sorry." I mean, there's over 300 million of you Americans. There's just over 30 million of us Canadians. And 40% of all the money our government takes in goes towards health care. 40%.
40%.
And it's a failing system. In the United States, if you need an MRI, I'll bet you can get one, you know, certainly this month. In Canada, you're 6 to 8 months wait. There are many people die waiting for heart surgeries in Canada. Yes, it's free, but you wait in line. And I haven't had a personal doctor, Daniel, in 20 years now. Well, 15 years. I use this the rare times I go every 5 or 6 years just to get a script to get my blood tested, which is always good, thank God, touch wood. But I don't have a doctor. Something like 30% of Canadians don't have personal physicians. Our system is so broke, they make far less money than your doctors do here in America, and many of our doctors come to America for better money when they graduate. But it's a socialized medicine does not work. You can't afford it, and I hope you never do that in the United States. When I heard that from Mrs. Clinton, I hope that she would get beaten in the election just for no other reason than that. That was enough reason not to not to go there.
Let me ask you, okay, I mean, we hear that. So you're saying that's true. Like, if you need an MRI or maybe even heart surgery, you need heart surgery. Your doctor says, well, we got to do this now. This is serious.
Yeah. Do you know what Canadians that can afford it do, Daniel? My sister just did it. Cross the border to Buffalo and get it done this week. Don't wait 8 months. She just had an MRI.
And you're saying 40% of your budget is going towards...
Yep.
Quote unquote healthcare.
That's right.
Now, you have is it similar in Canada? You know, America is what, 40th, 43rd ranked healthiest nation? I mean, is Canada down there somewhere too?
We must be worse off because, you know, because you just don't get the same service you can get in America. I know it costs you an awful lot of money here with doctors and surgeries and so forth, but, if you have the money, you can get the service, or if you have the insurance here in America, you can get the service. No matter what you have in Canada, you wait in line. So I've been so grateful. I don't really use doctors and haven't for a long, long time now, except to, you still need a doctor to give you a script to get your blood tested. So that's basically what I see the doctor for. Actually, I don't even see him anymore. I have my office call and say, send the thing, please. I'm just going to go ahead and bill OHIP, pretend you saw me, and then please fax the, I'll interpret my blood test. Thanks very much. I won't need you for that.
Well, it'll be 10 months before you can read it.
You want to, you know, this is not funny. It's sickening, really, but, I did a test, I forget what the darn test is called, but you take a small sample of your feces and you send it into the
for colon cancer.
Yeah. And you know when my results came back? 2.5 years, Daniel.
Oh my God.
Swear to you. And I was just arranging to have another colonoscopy. I think it had been 10 years, and the doctor had me or I guess the insurance company. That we have health insurance with our executives, not health insurance, life insurance.
Yeah, and so you got to get a scan.
And so you had to do all this stuff. I'm 65 years old now, and I just couldn't believe it that I'd forgotten that I had sent this in two and a half years before.
God forbid you had a problem.
Yeah, really, really. Geez, too bad he died a year and a half ago. I didn't know he had a problem. So, yeah, you do not want socialized medicine. I mean, we haven't found a way to make it work. It's great that everyone can afford it, but
well, that's not even true what you're saying, because it's not there for them, so they're, you know,
and the abuse is something, Daniel. That's part of the problem, is because it's free, so your child gets a cold. You go to the doctor. The doctor says, well, he's got a cold. Well, I'd like a second opinion. But he's got a cold. That's all right. I want a second opinion. You have that right in Canada. You may wait 6 months. The kid will get rid of the cold 5 months ago. But so it is abused because it's free. And, yeah, it's not very successful.
To me, the argument is, well, it's a right. Your health care is a right. And I just don't see that. A right? You're born with that a doctor's going to be there to see you? I mean,
it's a nice idea, right? It's a nice idea. Like, it'd just be nice if everyone had everything they wanted. I'd love that. If everyone in the world could have everything they wanted, no one ever go hungry again or without a warm place to sleep, it'd be wonderful. Is it realistic? I guess we can't afford it, unfortunately.
There's the first break. We'll get to so much more on the other side. Some fantastic stories about Jim Strauss in court. You're going to want to hear this. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. The Power Hour, thepowermall.com. You're in the right place. Stay tuned.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of course, around here, Wayne Elliott is known most for Strauss Heart Drops, really for his experience getting to know Jim, going around speaking, an amazing, just such a profound experience. I mean, it's one of the most profound things in your life.
The most, yeah, the most, no question.
And talk a little bit about Strauss Heart Drops in terms of court and how the FDA, you know, the Canadian FDA kind of going after it and dragging Jim into court. Tell that story.
Well, I love Jim Strauss Sr. He was a very courageous man, and he was a wonderful man and a caring man. And so, Jim, you're not allowed to use the word cure. Apparently, the Canadian government has a patent on it. So, anyway, they charged Jim And he tried to get them to, and he succeeded. Anyway, they came in and raided the Strauss company years ago. This is 20 years ago. No, it's 22 or 24 years ago. Anyway, they came in and they took all his herbal medicine out of the shop and the plant and charged him with practicing medicine without a license and claiming a cure. So he couldn't wait to get to court, and he gets into court, and they asked him how he pled, and, you know, he said, not guilty. He said, I did it, but I'm not pleading guilty, and so that kind of blew the judge's mind. Anyway, they started to, you know, put him through due process in the court, and Jim said, wait a minute. And he turns to the judge, and he pulls a lemon out of his pocket, out of his sweater coat pocket. And he said, Your Honor, and he had an Austrian accent. He said, then do you put the drug number on the lemon? Only if you have scurvy or if you just want a nice drink of lemonade. When is it a drug and when is it just a fruit? And the judge looked at him. He didn't know what to say. And Jim said, do you know what scurvy is? And the judge said, wasn't that... Now Jim's asking the question.
Yeah.
The judge is answering. It's beautiful. The judge said, isn't that the explorers had that because they had to find land? And Jim said, that's right. And he said, you know what do you know what scurvy is? But, no. Well, it's a cancer, Jim says. Oh, the judge says. He says, do you know what's the cure? No, citrus fruit. That's why the explorers were trying to get to land. And so he pulls the lemon out of his pocket and he said, so when do you put the drug number on it? So the judge doesn't know what to say. Next, of course, he's in the box and there's a pitcher of water and a glass of water. And Jim says to the judge, do you know what dehydration is? The judge says, yes. He said, well, that's a Schedule A disease. And do you know what's the cure? And Jim holds up the glass of water. And the judge goes, water? Jim says, that's right. So he said, when do you put the drug number on the water? When it's raining, when you're thirsty, when you're having a bath, or only when you're dehydrated? When is it a drug and when is it just water? Judge doesn't have an answer still. And so he said, well, Mr. Strauss, this business of claiming a cure, that's right, it will cure you too, and you need, he pulls out a bottle of heart drops from his other pocket, he goes, you need heart drops, look at your ears, Your Honor, you have creases, you should take my heart drops and I'll cure you too, he says real loud in the court. He said, well, you can't say that. He said, I said it and I will keep saying it, and I just told you I'll cure you too. So they get to the end of it, and Jim kind of makes a fool out of the whole system, and the judge says, well, now I want to give you the minimum punishment here. Obviously, you're guilty, and I want to give you the minimum punishment, which is a $100 fine. Do you want time to pay? Jim says, no, I'll never pay. The judge says, well, you know, the alternative is jail. Okay, let's go. And Jim stands up. Like, which way do we go? And the judge looked at the crown attorney and said, get this man out of my court. Never bring him back again. And Jim said to me, Vane, you gotta get charged. He says, it's great for business. We can't keep heart drops on the shelf. Everybody's coming for them.
Well, what you see that the government doesn't want it? Isn't it to the point where instinctually you don't even trust the FDA or whatever it is up there in Canada? You just don't even trust it.
No way would I trust them. No way would I trust Western medicine, period. I don't trust the drug companies. You know, when I was in Florida, Daniel, for a couple of months, and I work from there. Well, when I wasn't working on my computer, I would use it to play music on my laptop. You know, mm-hmm. I don't even have a radio there, so you can type in your favorite artist and play the songs. And, you know, every once in a while, I'm paying attention to my work, so I would be annoyed, and it's a commercial, you know, and you have to hit the button and skip the ad. Well, what I noticed over the 2 months was I would say that 75% of all those commercials in between all those songs are pharmaceutical ads.
Mm.
Ask your doctor if this isn't right for you. Now, they go on for 10 minutes about how the stuff will kill you, hurt you, all that stuff.
Make your left toe fall off.
Oh, yeah. It's a drug to stop you peeing so much, you know, and yet it can kill you. You know?
Is it the same thing, like here in America, late night television, I love game shows, like Family Feud, Game Show Network. It must be, I mean, I'm probably exaggerating, but it just seems like half the commercials are either for a drug company or a lawyer trying to sue a drug company.
Yeah, well, it's mostly a drug company, is in my experience. And I'd like to know, since it takes doctors to prescribe drugs, why are they spending billions trying to sell them directly to us? You can't go to the store and buy them.
Bingo.
But, of course, they get you to ask your doctor. Just like the commercials say, ask your doctor if... head fall off isn't for you.
Yeah,
you know?
they're indirectly practicing medicine by propagandizing you to entice you for an advertising, not for a medical reason.
Yeah, it seems okay if you want to practice medicine with pharmaceuticals. We even have school teachers, and I've stopped some of them.
Tell that story quickly. We got about a minute or so. Go ahead, tell that story.
My stepson had very bad eczema, and he scratched the back of his knees and his elbows, the crutch of his elbows, bloody every day, and he had chronic ear infection that after surgery told my wife that they couldn't fix Anthony, and he'd just have to suffer for life. Well, the Strauss made a wonderful cream at that time, skin cream, and in 1 month it cured both. And but anyway, the teacher wanted him to go on, wanted Karen to put our boy on Ritalin.
Yeah, the teacher. English teacher. Yeah. Such an expert on Ritalin.
Oh, yeah, wants to dumb them down with Ritalin. And I said, no, we're not doing that. So Karen told me that that's what the teacher wanted. I said, well, I'll go to the school. And then, of course, I threatened her and the principal that, are you doctors? Are you pharmacists? Well, if you mention, I hear you mentioning it to any mother or any child, I'll sue you myself. You're not doctors. You're not pharmacists. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. So try and teach. You're not doing a very good job at that. We've gone from the third best education system in the world to 40th. Why don't you focus on what you're supposed to be doing? But why all these drug commercials, Dan? You can't go and order up drugs yourself. But and when they ask doctors, what would you like to say to your patients if you could say anything and not worry about hurting their feelings? And basically they said the top 10 things were stop asking for so many drugs. Mm. It stresses some of the doctors. The doctors know that these don't cure, and the pharmaceutical companies don't claim that they cure. In their defense, they don't tell you they will fix you. They deal with your symptoms. If blood pressure medicine worked, you'd get to quit taking it. Right.
Oh, bingo.
You don't have to quit.
God, think about diabetes. Every day you got to deal with that.
If it cured you, you'd get to stop. Nobody ever gets off their pills, Daniel.
Well, there's a great time. There's the music. More with Wayne on the other side. We're going to have his experience going around. He toured the whole country, Canada, speaking, and what he saw. Great. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. The Power Mall, thepowerhour.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from The Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.